Need to stand and bow our heads and pray in silence.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
哦，主耶稣，我们感谢你一个礼拜辛苦过做工结束，我们今天来到你的面前来敬拜你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for guiding us throughout this past week of toil, so that we may come here to rest and worship you.
你就是我们在天上的父。
You are our heavenly Father.
你来到人世间要寻找我们。
You came to this earth to search for us.
要让我们再回到你的家。
So that we may return to your home.
在你的家里来享受你的慈爱跟恩典。
And in your home we may receive your love and your grace.
也要在你的家里面，我们要来向往你为我们预备永远的天家。
And in your house we will continually look upon the eternal home that you have prepared for us.
让我们人生有一个真正的归宿。
So that we may have a home to return to in our life.
求主你带领我们晚上的聚会。
We pray that you guide us through tonight's service.
打开我们的心。
Open our hearts.
让你的道理能够扎根。
So that your words may be rooted in us.
让我们在信仰上能够成长。
So that in our faith we may continue to grow.
也让我们对你有体验。
And that we may experience you.
求主带领我祝福晚上的布道聚会。
May you please guide and bless tonight's service.
愿你的名得到荣耀。
May your name be glorified.
哈利路亚，阿门。
Hallelujah, amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
今天晚上我们要先请青年来献诗。
Tonight we would first like to ask our youths to give a presentation.
我们再来查考圣经的讯息。
And then we will study the Bible together.
Thank you.
感谢神，刚刚青年给我们很好的献诗。
We thank God for their wonderful presentation from the youths.
那如果我们看里面的青年哦，从很多地方来。
And if we look at these youths, they come from many different places.
哦，欧洲的维也纳。
Including Vienna and Austria.
包括台湾。
And from Taiwan.
还有很多不同的地方。
And many different places.
我们这一次在俄湾举办神训班。
And we had our National Youth Theological Seminar in Irvine Church.
差不多有150个人参加。
And there are around 150 attendees.
那其中差不多有100个是美国本地的青年。
And there were around 100 who were youths from the United States.
那其他另外50个都是从各个地方来的。
And the other 50 come from worldwide.
这个是告诉我们。我们在教会里面就是一个属灵的大家庭。
This tells us that in the church we are one big spiritual family.
主耶稣说，凡是遵行我天父旨意的，就是我的兄弟姐妹、父母儿女。
And Jesus says, whoever does the will of my Father is my brother and sister, my mother and my father.
所以在这个世界里面有一个最大的家庭。
And so in this role, there is one very big family.
这个大家庭要接纳每一个人。
And this big family is willing to accept every single one of us.
让每一个人在它里面都成为家庭的一份子。
So that all of us may be part of this household.
所以我们在教会里面就是在神的大家庭里面。
And so in the church, we are in God's household.
我们先来看一节圣经节。
Let's first turn to a passage.
提摩太前书三章十五节。
Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 15.
提摩太前书三章十五节。
Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 15.
见到。
Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 15. Verse 15, and that from childhood you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation.
前书。
Sorry, 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. Verse 15. But if I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth.
在这个地方，圣经告诉我们，说神的家，就是永生神的教会。
The Bible tells us that the house of God is the church of the living God.
在夏天是一个旅游的季节。
And summer is the time for vacation.
而我们看到公路上挤满着车子。
And we see that on the roads there are many cars.
在机场上也有很多人。
And there are many people at the airports.
在海边各个游乐的地方都有很多人。
And in the beaches and different places are full of crowds.
那这么多旅游的人有很多人到最后都有两个共同的结论。
And many of these people who go on vacation all have two common conclusions.
第一个结论，全世界看起来都差不多。
The first is that everywhere in the world looks pretty similar.
第二个结论，回家最好。
The second is that going home is the best.
确实是一个人能够有家可以回，这是一种幸福。
And truly, if someone has a home to return to, this is a great blessing.
所以有时候我们看到街头很多流浪无家可归的人。
So sometimes we see that on the streets there are many people who do not have homes to return to.
或者说有的人有家回不得。
Or some people, they have homes, but they cannot return.
或者有的人有家不想回去。
Or some people have homes, but they do not want to go back.
这样的人是确实是值得我们同情的。
And these people are very pitiful.
一个幸福美满的家庭，让我们人生能够觉得非常的温暖。
A harmonious and blessed family allows our hearts to be very warm.
让我们能够值得我能够让我活下去。
And it gives us strength to continue to live on.
但是在圣经里面提到另外一个家。
But the Bible talks about another home.
这个家就是属灵的、属神的。
And this home is a spiritual home, and this is the house of God.
所以叫做神的家。
That is why it is called the house of God.
那在神的家里面，最重要的就是这个家长。
And in the house of God, the most important is the parent.
就是天上的真神。
And that is the true God in heaven.
好，我们现在看以弗所书第四章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
第六节
Verse 6. One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all.
这个地方说有一个神
Here it says that there is one God.
他就是众人的父
And he is the Father of all.
圣经讲神只有一个
And the Bible says that there is only one God.
那神是什么
And what or who is God?
圣经告诉我们神就是灵
And the Bible tells us that God is spirit.
所以他看不见，他也摸不到。
So we cannot see him or touch him.
但是神充满宇宙万物。
But God fills the whole universe.
这一个神，他是无所不在的神。
And this God is an almighty God.
每个地方都有他。
And he is everywhere.
这个神是无所不能的神。
And this God, there is nothing which he cannot do.
因为他能够创造一个人没有办法了解的宇宙。
Because he can create a universe that no humans can fathom.
他非常的伟大。
And he is very great.
在他的创造里面可以看到他的能力。
And in his creation, we can see his power.
在他的创造里面可以看到他的智慧。
And in his creation, we can see his wisdom.
现在科学就是一直在发现神所创造里面的隐藏的奥秘。
And science is continually finding and discovering the mystery of God and in his creation.
那这告诉我们，创造万物的神和他的智慧没有办法测量。
And this tells us that the wisdom of the God who created the whole universe is unfathomable.
那在神的创造里面看到神的慈爱。
And in God's creation, we see His love and His mercy.
所以圣经里面说，遍地充满神的慈爱。
So the Bible says that God's grace and mercy is everywhere.
有时候我们看哪里有神的慈爱呢
？So sometimes we may think, where is God's grace and mercy?
遍地充满神的慈爱。
But it is everywhere.
我们看到一朵花在开。
When we see a flower blooming,
这是神的慈爱。
This is the love and mercy of God.
为什么
Why?
因为神创造花让我们来欣赏。
Because God created the flowers for us to observe.
我们看到飞鸟。
We see the birds in the air.
这是神的慈爱。
This is the love of God.
我们看到风景非常漂亮。
We see the beautiful scenery.
这是神的慈爱。
This is the love of God.
我们看到四季的变化。
We see the different seasons.
这是神的慈爱。
This is the love of God.
我们看到有晚上我们可以睡觉，有白天可以工作，这是神的慈爱。
We see that there is night for us to sleep and day for us to work. This is the love of God.
所以我们的创造万物的神他是慈爱的神。
So the God who is the creator of all universe is a loving God.
那这个神只有一位。
And this God, there is only one.
那第六节下面说，他就是众人的父。
And in verse 6 it says he is the father of all.
就是一个家庭的家长。
And that is he is the parent of the household.
那这个父有两个重要的意思。
And there are two meanings of this father.
第一个是神是我们人类的来源。
First, God is the source of all humankind.
有孩子一定有父亲。
So if there are children, there must be parents.
那有人一定有神。
And if there are people, there must be God.
圣经里面记载第一个人叫做亚当。
The Bible records that the first man is called Adam.
所以在主耶稣的家谱，他一直推上去，推到第一个人叫做亚当。
So in the genealogy of Jesus, the first man is Adam.
然后说亚当是神的儿子。
And Adam is the son of God.
那神就是亚当的父。
And God is the father of Adam.
人跟神就是父子的关系。
And so a man and God have a relationship of son and father.
那因为这个样子，所以人有寻找父亲的本能。
And because of this, we have a natural instinct to search for God.
二次世界大战，很多的美国的大兵在欧洲打战，生下了很多的一些孩子。
In World War II, many soldiers left kids in Europe.
然后他们打完仗，他们就回到美国来。
And afterwards, they returned to the United States.
那些欧洲生的那些孩子就有一个组织要到美国来找父亲。
And all these children who were born in Europe wanted to look for their father in America.
那以前有一个杂志叫 Life, 他就把那个父子重逢拥着痛哭把它照出来。
And there used to be a magazine called Life, and in it had many pictures of of father and children reunited.
一生从来没有看到他爸爸。
And in their whole lives, they've never seen their father.
他就是有那个本能要找他爸爸。
But they had this natural instinct to search for their father.
那看到爸爸就痛哭啊。
And when they saw their father, they were full of tears.
这是人的本能。
And this is a natural instinct of men.
那圣经说神就是我们的父。
And the Bible says that God is our father.
所以我们人有寻找神的本能。
And so as the people, we have this natural instinct to search for God.
1995年我们教会传到莫斯科。
In 1995, our church preached to Moscow.
1991年苏联解体啊 ,USSR 解体。
In 1991, the USSR ceased.
它是1917年成立的。
It was created in 1917.
Yeah. 那这个当这个苏联成立的时候，它有一个目标，就是要消灭宗教。
When the USSR was created, it had one goal, and that is to destroy religion.
所以在西伯利亚可以看到很多的坟墓，都是摆着十字架。
So in Siberia, there are many cemeteries that have the cross on.
很多的基督徒被外放到那边死了。
And many Christians were put there and died there.
但是九一年解体之后最好做的，如果是生意的话，就是传福音。
And in 1991, when the USSR seized, the best business would be to preach the gospel.
到处都有人传福音。
There were people preaching the gospel everywhere.
所以这个寻找神、敬拜神的本能是没有办法消灭的。
So the natural instinct of searching for God cannot be extinguished.
因为神就是我们的父。
Because God is our Father.
所以我们教会就是神的家，他的家长就是天上的神，他就是父亲。
So the church is the house of God, and God is the parent of this house.
那父的第二个意思就是父对孩子是充满着爱。
And the second meaning of the father is that the father is full of love towards the children.
所以如果找到神，找到这个父亲，就能够来领会这个父亲的爱。
So if we find God and we find our Father, then we will be able to experience the love of God.
那这个父亲的爱用一个方式来表达。
And the love of God is manifested in this way.
我们看约翰福音第一章。
Let's turn to John chapter 1.
约翰福音的第一章。
John chapter 1.
第一章的十四节。
John chapter 1, verse 14. Verse 14, And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
这个地方说道成肉身来住在我们中间。
Here it says that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
那这个道是什么？
And what is this Word?
我读第一节，请。
Let's read verse 1. Verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
第一节说道就是神。
Verse 1 says the Word was God.
那道成肉身就是神成为人。
And the Word became flesh means that God became man.
所以人类历史里面有一个人叫做耶稣。
And so in the history of mankind, there is a man named Jesus.
那这个人跟我们一样。
And this man is the same as us.
他有身体，有血，有肉。
He has a body, he has blood, and he has flesh.
他是历史上的一个人。
He is a man in history.
但是这个人的来源跟我们不一样。
But the source of this man is different from all of us.
他是天上的神成为人来地上。
He is the God in heaven who was manifested in flesh.
那我们常常想，神就在天上就好了，他为什么要到地上来？
So often we think God could have stayed in heaven. Why did he come down?
这里说，充充满满有恩典，有真理。
Here it says that we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten.
所以今天我们来寻找这个父亲。
And so today when we search for this father,
有两个很重要，我们可以体验得到的。
There are two things that we can truly experience.
第一个就是恩典。
One is grace.
第二个就是真理。
And the second is truth.
所以我们来找神，来进入这个神的家，第一个就会体会到父亲给我们的恩典。
And so when we search for the Father and enter into the household, we will first experience the grace of our Father.
我们好像是浪子。
We are like the prodigal son,
离开的父亲很远。
Who have left the father.
我们一直为着自由不想回家。
And because of freedom, we do not want to return home.
因为回家，爸爸会管我这个，管我那个。
Because when we return home, the father will tell us this and that.
所以很多人为着自由，他不信神。
And so for many people, because of freedom, they do not believe in God.
因为如果不信神，我什么都可以做。
Because if they do not believe in God, they can do anything they want.
那如果开始信神，那就有一些可以做、不可以做的。
And if they start to believe in God, then there are some things that they cannot do.
人离开了神之后，就好像孩子离开了父亲。
And after humans depart from God, it is like a child departing from his father.
他自己所有的全部用光了，就变成很穷了。
And everything he has, he will use up, and then he becomes very poor.
所以现在的人活着没有神。
And so people in the world today live without God.
因此虽然在物质上看起来很丰富。
And so even though they seem very abundant materially.
但是生活缺乏很多用钱买不到的东西。
But in their lives, they are missing things that they cannot buy with money.
比方说钱可以买到很多药丸。
For example, money can buy pills, medications.
但是钱买不到平安。
But money cannot buy peace.
所以很多人可以去买安眠药，但是晚上不能睡，没有平安。
So many people can buy sleeping pills, but they cannot sleep because they do not have peace.
有时候虽然买很多的保险，心灵没有平安，很多烦恼。
And sometimes people may purchase a lot of insurance, but still within their hearts, they do not have any peace.
那这个。就是因为缺乏神的恩典。
And this is because they lack the grace of God.
那耶稣来世界。
And when Jesus came into this world,
他说我要把平安给你。
He said, I will give you peace.
我的平安跟世界平安不一样。
The peace I give to you is different from that of the world.
世界的平安是什么都没有发生，这个叫做平安。
The peace in the world is that nothing happens.
主耶稣的平安是在风浪当中，他可以睡觉。
But the peace of God is that even through the storms of life, you can still sleep peacefully.
这个是内在的平安。
And this is inner peace.
因为当我们找到这个父亲，
Because when we find this father,
重新跟他建立关系，
and we establish a relationship with him,
我们知道我的父亲在掌管明天。
We know that our father holds tomorrow.
我的父亲就是天上的神。
My father is a God in heaven.
那如果他掌管明天，
And if he holds on to tomorrow,
他又是爱我的，
and he loves me,
我就不需要为明天来忧虑。
And I do not need to worry about tomorrow.
因为我父亲就是神啊。
Because my father is God.
那现在如果没有找神，
and now if you do not find God,
我的父亲也是人啊。
My father is still God.
他有问题他都不能解决，他怎么解决我的问题呢？
Sorry, if we do not,
if 我们每个人啊，肉身的父亲啊，
we all have,
也是人。
Our father who gave birth to us, but they cannot solve our problems.
所以，找到神后，我们人才有真正的恩典平安。
And so only when we find God will we have true peace.
那我们人哈，虽然活着很忙碌。
And so even though as humans we live a very busy life.
但是现在的人啊，里面很脆弱。
But inwardly we are very fragile.
没有办法经得起考验。
And we cannot go through tests and trials.
所以有的人到中年之后，看到公司要开始 lay off， 晚上睡不着觉。
And so, many people in their middle age, when they see that their business is not going well, they cannot fall asleep.
没有一股力量可以经得起考验。
They do not have the strength to go through trials.
但是如果我们找到天上的神，
But if we find our Father in heaven,
我们就有一个力量来面对我们人生的每一个问题。
We'll be able to have the strength to face every difficulty in our lives.
我们有一个弟兄啊。
And there is a brother.
他要去做癌症的手术。
He was going to have a surgery for his cancer.
本来医生说他有癌症的时候，他在椅子上爬不起来。
And at first, when the doctor said that he was diagnosed with cancer, he could not get up from the chair.
他就想，哎，我信耶稣信这么久，怎么跟没有信的人一样呢？
And he thought, I believed in Jesus for so long. Why is it that I'm like people who do not believe in God?
他就回去开始祷告。
And so he went home and he prayed.
祷告到被神的灵充满。
And he prayed until he was filled with the Spirit of God.
过了两个礼拜，他去手术。
And after 2 weeks, he went to have surgery.
他自己去到医院去手术。
And he went by himself to the hospital.
那护士说，谁要手术啊？
And the nurse asked him, who is going to have surgery?
就是我。
He said, it is me.
他脸笑笑的。
And his face was full of a smile.
我说，我在这里做了二三四年了，没有看过一个癌症的人要手术像你一样。
And the nurse said, I've been here for 20 or 30 years, but I've never seen a cancer patient like you.
为什么他能够这样？
And why was he able to do this?
因为神给他力量。
Because God gave him strength.
所以我们这个父亲是大有力量的神。
And so this father is full of power and strength.
软弱的他加添力量，这是圣经的应许。
And he will strengthen the weak, and this is the promise of in the Bible.
在世界上我们都是夸我有多厉害。
And in the world, we all boast about how great we are.
事实上证明没有真的这么厉害，人不过是人。
But the truth is that as humans, we are not that strong. We are but humans.
但是当我们来找神，
But when we come to search for God,
越软弱的越有福气。
The weaker we are, the more blessed we are.
因为越软弱的我们把神抓得越紧。
Because the weaker we are, the more we grasp hold onto God.
神就与我们同在。
And God will abide with us.
我们就有力量。
And we will have strength.
就可以面对我们的生活。
And we'll face our lives.
那神就是喜乐的来源。
And God is the source of joy.
我们如果问一个问题，
If we ask a question,
现在的人比五十年前活得快乐吗？
The people now, do they live a happier life than those 50 years ago?
我想大家的回答都现在不一定比较快乐。
And I'm sure many of us would agree that the people nowadays do not necessarily live a better life.
那现在人有的五十年前的人连想都想不出来。
And what we have now, 50 years ago, the people could not have possibly thought of.
现在人有的比以前的皇帝更好。
And what we have now is better than what the emperor had many years ago.
但是不一定比较快乐。
But this does not mean that we're necessarily happier.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们现在有的都是外在的，都是物质的。
Because everything we have today is outward, it is material.
但是人的心啊，怎么能够才能够得到满足？这个现在人没有答案。
But how can the inner heart be satisfied? There is no answer in the world.
我买这个很漂亮的电视，哇，这是最传真的。
I buy a beautiful TV and it is the best.
那现在买回来要看什么？
And now that we buy it home, what do we watch?
什么能够真正我看了心里会满足？
What can I watch that will truly satisfy my heart?
我会发现找不到啊。
You will notice that you cannot find anything.
神就是我们的满足。
God is our satisfaction.
因为神就是灵。
Because God is spirit.
神就是爱。
He is love.
所以当神的灵、神的爱充满在我们里面，你完全满足。
And so when the spirit of God and love and His love is full.
所以我们在教会这个大家庭来寻找这一位父亲，他有数不尽的恩典。
Is filled within us, then when we enter into this house of God, we will have countless of blessings.
他就是父亲。
He is our father.
我们好像浪子。
And we are like the prodigal son.
他来地上要寻找我们。
He came to this earth to search for us.
这就是父亲的爱。
This is the love of the father.
我们现在看一节圣经节。
Now let's look at a verse.
哥林多后书第八章。
Second Corinthians chapter 8.
哥林多后书的第八章。
2 Corinthians chapter
8. 第九节。
Verse 9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich.
有时候我们在看一些移民的家庭，让我们对父母亲真的是非常的感动。
And sometimes we see these immigrant families, and we are very grateful towards our parents.
有很多的父母亲本来在故乡里面是很有成就的，生活过得很好。
And many parents in their home, town or country had very great lives.
但是为着下一代，选择移民到这个地方来。
But for the next generation, they decided to immigrate here.
那好像一棵树把它拔起来到地方再种下来。
It is like cutting down one tree and then planting it elsewhere.
要一段很长的适应期。
And it needs a very a long period of time.
但是父母的心在想什么？
But what is what is the mind? What do parents think?
就是为着孩子的前途咬紧牙根继续这样下去。
That they will continue for to endure for their next generation.
所以我们可以看到父母的爱就在为孩子牺牲当中表现出来。
So we can see the love of parents through all of their sacrifice.
但是最大的牺牲是天上的神。
But the biggest sacrifice is from the Father in heaven.
所以在第九节。
So in verse 9,
他说我们主耶稣基督的恩典
says, For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
如果我们了解 他来世界上的牺牲，我们就知道他的爱。
If we understand his sacrifice, then we will understand his love.
说他本来是富足的。
Says that though he was rich,
因为他在天上是神。
Because in heaven he is God.
他坐在最高的宝座上。
He is in the highest throne.
天上千万的天使都是在服侍他。
And there are thousands of angels serving him.
所以他享有丰盛的荣耀。
And so he had abundant of grace.
但是他说为我们成为贫穷。
But yet for our sakes he became poor.
因为耶稣成为人来地上。
Because Jesus came as man on earth.
他生在木匠的家庭里面。
He was born into a carpenter's family.
他生在马槽里面。
He was born in a manger.
他生在一个非常卑微的环境里面。
He was born into a very lowly family and environment.
那为什么要这样做？
And why did he need? Did he do this?
来到人世间要来接触很多的人，来救他们回到神的国里面。
And he came to this earth to save us and to save people to return to his home.
所以下面说，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
And so it says that you through his poverty might become rich.
我们因为主耶稣来世界上，我们就能够认识我们的父亲。
Because Jesus came into this earth, we are able to know our Father.
那重新跟他建立关系，领受很多很丰盛的恩典。
And we are able to reestablish a relationship with him and receive abundant of blessings.
就成为富足了。
And in that way, we become rich.
所以这是一个非常大的爱。
And so this is great love.
天父来到人世间寻找浪子。
Heavenly Father came to this earth to search for the prodigal son.
所以如果我们希望我们的生活有改变。
So if we hope that our lives may be changed and transformed.
而且变成更好。
To become better.
如果我们希望我们的家庭有改变。
We hope that our family may change,
变成更好。
To become better.
如果我们希望我们的子女有改变。
We hope that our children may be,
变成更好。
Can change and become better.
有一条路非常有功效。
There is one path that is very effective.
就是让他来认识这一位天上的父亲。
And that is to let them know the Heavenly Father.
那神就可以看顾他，带领他，祝福他。
And then God may watch over them, guide them, and bless them.
所以很多人到美国以后，
So many people after they come into the United States,
他说我来到美国，最大的福气就是找到神。
They say like that their greatest blessing is that they have found God.
这一句话是真正的体验。
And this statement is their experience.
如果每个人来到美国都来相信神，他的结论都是这样。
If everyone came to the United States, then this should be their conclusion.
因为在神里面体会到神很多宝贵钱买不到的恩典。
Because in God they experience many things that they cannot purchase with money.
我们现在来看马太福音第五章十二章第五节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 12, verse 5.
Yeah.
Matthew chapter 12, verse 5.Verse 5, or have you not read in the law that on the...
再看另外一节哈。
Let's look at another passage.
Yeah. 路加第十章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 10.
路加十章十三节。
Luke chapter 10, verse 13. verse 13. Woe to you, Chorazin, woe to you, Bethsaida, for if the mighty works which are done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes.
是一章。
Chapter 11.
Yeah. 路加福音11章, 第11节,12节。
Luke chapter 11, verse 11 to 12. If a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish? 12. Or if he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion?
13.
Verse 13. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father ask give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
这个11节到13节再提到两个父亲。
Verses 11 to 13 talk about two fathers.
一个就是我们肉身的父亲。
One is our fleshly father.
那另外一个就是天上的父亲，就是神。
And the second is our heavenly father, who is God.
那这两个父亲都很爱我们。
And both of these fathers truly love us.
那这两个父亲都希望把最好的东西给我们。
And both of these fathers want to give the best to us.
所以11节有 谁儿子求饼给他石头呢?
So verse 11, if a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone?
求鱼拿蛇给他呢?
If he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent?
求鸡蛋拿蝎子给他呢?
Even if he asks for an egg, will he give him a scorpion?
没有了, 只要孩子对孩子好, 父亲会尽量的拿给他。
And if something is good for the children, the father will try their best to give it to them.
但是我们这个肉体的父亲跟天上的父亲比起来有什么不同?
But our fleshly father, how is he different from our heavenly father?
13节。
Verse 13.
说你们虽然不好。
Says, if you then, being evil.
我看英文叫 evil, evil 是什么?
And what does it mean by evil?
Evil 再翻过来就是邪恶。
Evil means wicked.
最爱我们的父亲是父亲, 那为什么圣经把它写说你们是邪恶的?
And the Father who loves us so much, why is he called evil?
这是一种形容, 表示天上的神那个爱大到地上神的父亲的爱算不了什么。
And this is a description which tells us that the Father in heaven, he loves us so much that our fleshly Father, whatever he gives us, cannot be compared to it.
那如果地上的父亲都要把最好给我们, 那天上的神要给我们什么?
And if our earthly father wants to give us the best, then what does our heavenly father want to give us?
他要给我们地上的父亲没有办法给我们的。
He wants to give us what our earthly father cannot give us.
那是什么?
And what is that?
所以12节说, 天父岂不将圣灵给求他的人吗?
And verse 13 says, and will the heavenly father will give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him.
所以圣灵就是神的灵。
And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
那圣灵就是神本身。
And the Holy Spirit is God himself.
那圣经说神要把圣灵给我们。
And the Bible says that God will give us the Holy Spirit.
就是把最宝贵的神本身，他要降在我们身上，要与我们同在。
And that is he will give us the most precious, which is that he will dwell within our hearts.
因此我们今天在这个世界上，最宝贵的福气，恩典，就是你祷告的时候，圣灵可以降到我们身上。
And so in this world, what is most precious is that the Holy Spirit may dwell among us.
这是父亲要给孩子最贵重的礼物。
And this is the most precious gift that the Heavenly Father wants to give to his children.
他不是要给我们外在的恩典, 他是要把他本身给我们,住在我们里面。
He does not want to give us outward blessings, but he wants to give us himself. He wants to dwell among us.
那虽然神看不见摸不到,
And even though God cannot be felt or touched,
但是神的恩典,神的灵降临下来, 我们可以体验得到。
But when the Spirit of God comes among us, we will be able to experience it.
使我们真的能够摸到他。
And we will be able to touch him.
所以我们在真耶稣教会信耶稣，对圣灵有体验，非常宝贵。
And so in the true Jesus Church, we have experienced the Holy Spirit.
好像电看不到。
It's like electricity, we cannot see it.
但是我们摸到插头，你可以感受到电。
But if we touch the plug, we will be able to experience.
神看不见。
And even though God cannot be seen.
但是我们很诚心的祷告，神的灵会降临。
But if we pray with a sincere heart, his Holy Spirit will come among us.
这个叫做得圣灵。
And this is called receiving the Holy Spirit.
这就是我们刚刚读的圣经, 神要把他的圣灵赐给我们。
And this is what we read just now, that God wants to give us his Holy Spirit.
那当我们领受到圣灵，就是神与我们同在。
And when we receive the Holy Spirit, it means that God abides with us.
那神与我们同在，神的恩典就跟着与我们同在。
And when God abides with us, His blessings also follow.
所以这非常的宝贵。
And so this is very precious.
我们有很多的朋友在这边祷告都得到圣灵。
And many of our friends prayed here and have received the Holy Spirit.
不但对神有体验，就得到神的很多的恩典。
Not only have they experienced God, but they have also received many blessings from Him.
所以这是神的家。
And so this is the household of God.
是开放给每一个人来加入的，因为父亲天上的神在这里。
And it is open to everyone to come because our Father in heaven is here.
他爱我们每一个人。
And He loves every one of us.
好，那最后神要预备我们一个天家。
And in the end, God will prepare a heavenly home for us.
好，我们来看约翰福音十四章。
Let's turn to John chapter 14.
好，约翰福音的十四章。
John chapter 14.
第一节到第三节。
Verses 1 to 3. Verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. 2. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. 3. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also.
第二节说，在我父的家有许多的住处。
Verse 2 says, my father's house are many mansions.
这个父就是天上的神。
And this father is the father in heaven.
那神的住处，神在哪里？
And where does God dwell?
圣经说，神住在众人所不能够靠近的光里面。
And the Bible says that God dwells in an unapproachable light.
就是在天国里。
And that is in heaven.
那主耶稣现在回到天国。
Now Jesus has returned to heaven.
他为我们预备地方。
And he has went to prepare a place for us.
然后他要再来。
And he will come again.
要接我们回到他那里去。
And he will receive us to himself.
所以我们人生最后的归宿是在哪里？
And so at the end of our lives, where do we return to?
有时候我们如果看到一个人工作很辛苦退休了。
And sometimes when we see someone who has worked very hard and retired.
一方也为他高兴了，因为他不需要再工作。
In one aspect, we're happy for them because they no longer need to work.
但是退休啊，发现另外一个危机啊。
But after they retire, we see that there's another crisis.
活着要做什么？
What do they live for?
没有目标。
There's no purpose or goal.
退休以后活着要做什么？
And after you retire, what are you going to do?
真的人生没有目标。
There is no direction in life.
但是当我们找到了神，
when we have found God,
我们就知道神住的地方叫做天家。
We know that the place where God dwells is the house in heaven.
那将来神要带我们回到天家去。
And one day God will take us back to heaven.
那个就是我们人生最后的归宿。
And that is where we will return to at the end of our lives.
人离开了世界，肉体回到土里面去。
And after we pass away, our flesh will return to dust.
因为这个肉体是泥土造的。
Because our body is made of dust.
但是肉体里面那个灵魂，那个是真正的我。
But the spirit within us is the true self.
那个灵魂就要回到神那里去。
And the spirit will return to God.
所以我们找到了这个家，我们就有一个盼望。
And so when we find this home, we have this hope.
回家的盼望。
We have this hope to return home.
这是真实的。
And this is true.
这是人大最大的盼望。
And this is the greatest hope in our lives.
所以圣经叫做活泼的盼望。
And the Bible says it is a living hope.
所以当我们找到了这个家，
And so when we find this home,
不但得到恩典，
Not only will we receive grace,
得到爱，
Receive love,
人生有盼望，
But we will also have hope in this life.
确实这是我们一生一个最大的福气。
And truly, this is the greatest blessing in our lives.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
190.
Be seated.
我们最后结束之前要一起来祷告。
Now, before we conclude, we are going to pray together.
神虽然看不见。
Even though God cannot be seen.
神就在我们当中。
God is among us.
就好像我们看到有很多人拿着手机到处都可以讲电话。
It's like many of us, wherever we go, we can talk on the phone.
因为电波看不见，但是到处都有。
Because we can talk anywhere we want.
那你只要你打电话就会通。
And if we call, then it will go through.
那我们在祷告就有一点像打电话一样。
And when we pray, it is kind of like calling.
神到处都有。
And God is everywhere.
只要我们的心调整跟神 很接近，那神的灵就会进来。
And if we align our hearts to God, then He will come in us.
哦，好像收音机那个频率调到一样，它声音就出来。
Like if we adjust the radio frequency, then we can hear.
哦，所以圣经告诉我们，祷告就是用我们的心灵跟神在交通。
And so the Bible tells us that in prayer, it is like talking to God in spirit.
那神是一个灵。
God is spirit.
所以我们向神祷告要用心灵跟诚实。
And so when we pray to God, we must pray in spirit and truth.
外表不重要。
The outward appearance is not matter.
口才也不重要。
And what you say does not matter.
最重要是我们的心。
What is most important is our hearts.
很诚心，很真心，很专心。
It's very sincere and very focused.
那这样我们就会对神有体验。
And in this way, we'll be able to experience God.
那我们祷告的时候，跪下来代表对神的尊敬。
And when we pray, we kneel down to show our respect towards God.
因为神是一个伟大的神。
Because God is an almighty God.
以赛亚书说我们是尘土。
And Isaiah says that we are but dust.
我们当中很多的灰尘。
And in our house we have many dust.
但是我们看不见。
But we cannot see it.
因为太小了。
Because it is too small.
我们人太渺小。
We are too minute as humans.
神太伟大。
And God is too great.
所以我们跪下来代表对神的尊敬。
And so when we kneel down, we show our respect towards God.
眼睛合起来来帮助我们专心。
And we close our eyes so that it can help us to concentrate.
那我们祷告的时候第一句话念一次，出声念，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
And when we pray, the first thing we say aloud once is, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
耶稣这个名就是神的名。
And the name of Jesus is the name of God.
奉主耶稣的名祷告，神就会垂听。
And when we pray in the name of Jesus, God will listen.
这个名大有权柄。
And Jesus' name is full of authority.
奉耶稣的名可以赶鬼。
In the name of Jesus, we can cast out demons.
奉耶稣的名祷告可以医病。
And when we pray in the name of Jesus, He can heal our sicknesses.
奉耶稣的名洗礼可以赦罪。
We pray in the name of Jesus, the baptism can forgive sins.
这个名已经能权柄能够达到天上地上地底下。
And the power of this name can go in towards the heaven, the earth, and beneath.
所以我们祷告奉耶稣的名。
And so we pray in the name of Jesus.
然后我们就重复念哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
And then we repeatedly say Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
哈利路亚就是希伯来话就赞美神的意思。
And Hallelujah is Hebrew for praise the Lord.
那这样我们很专心的向他祷告，就会有体验。
And if we focus in our prayer, then we will experience God.
所以我们祷告确实是很简单。
And so our prayer is very easy.
我们就可以对神有体验。
And then we can experience God.
那当圣灵降下来的时候，
And when the Holy Spirit comes upon us,
被圣灵感动，舌头会卷动，讲一种听不懂的话，叫说方言。
And when the Holy Spirit comes upon us, we will speak mysteries and speaking in tongues.
就是这个叫做圣灵的降临。
And this is called this is when the Holy Spirit falls upon us.
这个不是我们模仿的， and, 也不是人教我们的。
This is not an imitation or someone teaching us.
是圣灵降临，你自然舌头就会卷动。
When the Holy Spirit comes upon us, we will naturally roll our tongues.
那有的身体会震动。
And some people will, their bodies will vibrate.
那心里会很喜乐。
And your heart will be full of joy.
会觉得好像心里会火热。
And your heart will be full.
因为圣经记载，圣灵降临好像风在吹，又好像火降临。
Full of fire, because the Bible says that when the Holy Spirit comes upon us, it is like the wind and like fire.
那圣灵又叫做安慰者。
And the Holy Spirit is also called the comforter.
所以当圣灵降临充满的时候，你心里的忧愁苦闷，全部都没有。
And when we have the fullness of the Holy Spirit, then all of our worries will go away.
充满着平安跟喜乐。
And we'll be full of peace and joy.
非常奇妙的体验。
And this is a very wonderful experience.
所以诸位朋友，如果你希望跟我们一起来体验圣灵，欢迎你到前面来祷告。
So we welcome all of our friends to come up and experience the Holy Spirit with us.
那教会的长子会帮我们按手祷告。
And the ministers of the church will lay their hands upon us to pray for us.
所以如果我们要求圣灵，要求恩典，要接受按手，请我们都到前面来。
So if you want to pray for the Holy Spirit and pray for blessings, please come forward.
我们大概祷告15分钟。
We will pray for 15 minutes.
欢迎大家一起来祷告。
And we welcome everyone to pray together.
我们一起来祈祷。
Let's pray in one accord.